depending on what they're made out of?
Yes. Some is plain clay, some paved, gravel. Paved roads only use gravel.
Yeah. Well, what about just plain old dirt roads? Do you have them?
Oh, yes, and that's just made out of clay mostly.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about a paved road with a dark-colored surface? Do you have a special name?
Yes, and it's got a blacktop on it.
Okay. And what about a paved road with a light-colored surface?
Well, it's just cement mostly.
Okay.
There's cement on them.
What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street? Do you have a particular name for that?
For motor grass.
Yeah, that's fine. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
A ditch. Good.
Okay. Well, now, is there a difference between a gully and a ditch?
Yes, because you dig a ditch in the gutter, it just washes out itself.
Okay, fine. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and never does any work?
I call him a sodman. Lazy dog.
Okay.
But I got some over home.
Oh, you do?
But it's just children that play dogs.
Yeah.
They got two little dachshunds over there and they ain't got nothing but eat.
They're cute little dogs, aren't they? What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time? You know, they go, like that. Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
I call it Winkle.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this that children like to play with?
Pull bone.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? You cut it off once and then it grows back and you can cut it again.
I call it a second growth, all I know.
That's fine. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay. And what are some other things that people can make out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Well, they can make starch, and they can make grits.
Mm-hmm.
Grits are made out of cornmeal.
Well, now, what about some other things that women might cook in the stove?
Oh, bread. Egg bread. Sometimes they cook. Syrup pudding.
Now, what's syrup pudding? Now, I don't know about that.
They make meal. They take meal and don't put syrup in it. Stir it up.
And do you cook
bake
it? You bake it?
Yeah.
Well, does anything else go in it besides the meal and the...
Well, yeah, they put different kind of flavors.
Uh-huh.
So this is cloves, spice.
Gee, that sounds pretty good.
Cinnamon, something like that. They put that in.
Well, now, what about something that's that you make with cornmeal? You make it in a bowl? And I think you boil it with turnip greens. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, that's called dumplings.
Okay. Well, now, what about corn dodgers? Do you all ever have them?
Well, that's what we just call it. We pong, make up cornbread and cook it in pongs like this.
Mm-hmm.
But the children just call it corn dodgers.
Okay. Well, now, what about some little things that you make out of cornmeal in little balls and people fry them with fish?
Muffin.
And I don't know. Maybe so. I've heard people call these things hush puppies.
Yes, hush puppies. Yes,
well, now do they have onions in them? How are they?
Yes, they go for dough out of onions and maybe different kind of seasoning. You know, put it in pepper and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just put it around meats of it. Chicken or whatever you might, fish or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake.
Have you ever had any of that?
Yes.
Well, now how is
my grandmother, that most way she eat that bread.
Well, now how is that fixed?
She just make it up, you know, and wrap it up in a rag.
Uh-huh.